Hello, my name is Father Boniface. I'm a Benedictine priest and monk of St. Vincent Archabbey in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. And it's such a pleasure to talk today with Bishop David O'Connell, Auxiliary Bishop of the Archdiocese of Los Angeles. Bishop, it's wonderful to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Bishop O'Connell, you're leading a retreat for priests in regard to Unbound, and you've been a supporter of the Unbound ministry that was developed by Neil Lozano and Heart of the Father Ministries. Can you share with us a little bit about Unbound and then also your connection with it?
Well, Unbound, I think, is a gift from God to us in the church and our society and our world right now. In the scriptures, Jesus talks about the steward going back into the treasures under his responsibility and finding the old treasures and the new treasures and figuring what we need right now. And this is the treasure that was given to the church, which is the treasure of the liberating power of Jesus Christ that was given to us, because Jesus himself knew that so many people were suffering terribly because of the unclean spirits, the evil spirits that come into their lives because of their own sin or the sins of others against them. And Jesus himself spent one third of his time healing, one third of his time teaching and preaching, and one third of his time casting out unclean spirits. Mm. So it's a great gift. So many people are suffering because of terrible traumas. I mean, even psychologists and psychiatrists tell us that most mental illness is a result of trauma, of childhood trauma, of things that children suffer. There's terrible suffering that people carry because of abuse, the trauma of abuse, where they begin to be harassed and even taken over by spirits of terrible shame and self-hate and depression, despair, suicidal thoughts, immorality, all sorts of terrible suffering that they carry. And they can live their whole lives just blaming themselves and thinking they deserve the suffering and with self-hate and everything, and we're not bringing to them the liberating power of Jesus Christ. Mm. There's a treasure here we have, a power in Jesus Christ to liberate people from these terrible oppression, suffering that they're in. Mm. People who grew up with somebody in a home where there's addiction and alcoholism can be affected by the spirit of alcoholism, by the spirit of addiction, by the spirit of self-hate, of self-rejection. People then who commit sins, like the sin of pornography, there's like a spirit goes with that evil spirit of pornography, of terrible shame, despair, the depression. They're all sorts of bad spirits come into people's lives because of their own sin too. Mm. Women who've had abortion, for instance, the spirit of death comes into their life, the spirit of despair, the spirit of self-hate, the spirit of fear, especially the spirit of fear about damnation, the despair of salvation. So these spirits come in and they're attacking these womenhood, and women live in agony for years and years and years, and nobody's telling them there's a liberating power of Jesus in your life. But all of us have, and so it is, so there's a terrible suffering out there that I've seen for almost 40 years as a priest, 30 years in the inner city. See people destroyed by all sorts of suffering. And then when I began to use these tools of liberation and the Unbound ministry for people to see how their lives could be changed. Mm. And they could be liberated, they could feel free, they could feel new life. So that's kind of the broad context of which we do this work. And it became a big part of my work as a priest. And it gave me such great joy to be able to see people's lives changing before my eyes. I could sometimes people come in and confess, saying that they'd carried for years and years, like abortion, like pornography, like adultery, and then to help them to feel the forgiving power of Jesus, but then to do the prayers of liberation with them, so that they not only got the forgiveness of the sin, but they got the freedom and the joy that come from casting out by the power of Jesus Christ this bad spirit that had taken over their lives because of years and years and years of living under this kind of in this agony. But sometimes I would even see their faces change before my eyes.
Wow,
which was a great joy.
Yes,
man, that was. I would come back to the rectory after a couple of hours of hearing confessions and going through this prayers with many people. And then I would say to people, I said, this is what I was ordained for. This is why I have this gift of priesthood. So I can, and it's beautiful. But you know, I'm the receiver of that great gift.
Mm.
And where I am, this connection with my life is that I lived most of my life with terrible anxiety. And I would say some anger and rage, some, particularly those three kind of unclean spirits. But I never saw them, of course, as unclean spirits. I always just think, well, I'm messed up. You know, my family, a lot of my family members were messed up. And I messed up, and you try to figure out, but all sorts of psychological and thinking of ways of figuring out why I'm so, live with so much anxiety. And I would even say in my prayer, I would say to the Lord, why do I feel so anxious and nervous about my life or about, and have such sense of failure at times? And what is all that about? And I'm doing the best I can. Why do I have it? Then one day, Father Arthur Bilski from the Koinonia of St. John the Baptist, who I invited into my parish years ago, about 15 years ago, to do ministry in the inner city with me. He said, well, you may be suffering from a spirit of anxiety. Let's pray about that. He asked me, well, what do you think that comes from? I said, well, I don't know, maybe it's because my mother herself had a terrible, my childhood was very, you know, peaceful in many ways, you know, by today's standards. Grew up in a small little farm in the southern part of Ireland all these years ago. But my mum had a very traumatic life. Her father was a very bad alcoholic. Her mother committed suicide.
Mm.
She was the one who found her mother hanging there when she was 8 years old.
Wow.
She was traumatized by that, went into didn't speak for about a year, 8 months or a year after that. And so I think my mum lived with a lot of anxiety. But looking back now and understanding it, I think that spirit of anxiety was passed on to me and to many of my siblings. But, and I lived with it for until about six or 7 years ago, thinking this is my own, I'm messed up. And I got some real problem here. But so Father Arthur prayed for me that afternoon in my office, and he did the five keys of liberation for me. It was very simple, very no drama or nothing. Thanks be to God, but it was... But
your head didn't start spinning around, or
no, there was no manifestations whatsoever. But and I didn't even feel all that different for that moment. But then that evening, I was driving somewhere. I just began to feel this joy, this joy in my heart that I, this real happiness and peace, and that was filled with that, this feeling of just I was almost elated. I was almost I was exuberant, and I said, "Oh, this is beautiful." Huh. And I began to think, "Well, this must be what the Lord Jesus wants us to have."
Wow!
He wants each person to have this. This is what he wants to give us. And this is, and then a couple of days later, I began to kind of get some of the anxiety back again. But I said, "Well, I can do this." I was starting to read the book at that stage, and I said, "I'll do it for myself. I should have some spiritual authority here and do it for myself." And I did those prayers for myself, and I went away again. And then I tell people this all the time, that you know that. The spirits come back. The spirit will come back. These bad spirits, unclean spirits, will come back. But do these prayers for yourself, or get somebody else to do it for you. But every time it comes back with less power. It's diminished. It's weakened. Until eventually, now in my life, anxiety comes back. But I know right away, oh, there's my anxiety again. It's the spirit of anxiety. I cast it out again by the power of Jesus. And I have a new life. Not only have a new life, but I have a new joy in my ministry. But not only that, I'm getting in touch with that power of Jesus Christ for liberation for His people.
Mm.
You know, we've spent a whole generation in our church talking about liberation theology, which I've loved always. We looked on the Exodus of the liberation, but we haven't prayed enough about and thought about the real liberation from slavery to sin, free people from the power of evil that came into our lives through sin.
Mm.
Through, like I said, through our own sin, the sins of others against us, becomes a vicious circle, a vicious dynamic that sets in place by the world from the very time from the fall of our first parents. But this is why Jesus came into the world, is to save His people from their sins. Yeah.
Bishop O'Connell, I think you have our listeners' attention with that beautiful personal witness. And when you speak of being freed from the consequences of being in an alcoholic household, or in the consequences of abortion, or the consequences of pornography, or the consequences of anxiety, things that people don't consider to be huge issues, and yet it really drains the joy out of our lives. And when you witness to the kind of joy that Jesus wants us to have, I think we have listeners who are paying attention. Bishop O'Connell, could you give us a little blessing?
Yeah. Lord Jesus, we thank You for dying and rising for us. We thank You for that gift of liberation that You want to give. We thank You for Your plan for each one of Your beautiful, precious sons and daughters to experience the joy and peace and hope that comes from Your liberation and Your new life. And we ask You to help all those who are listening to experience that love and peace and joy and liberation. Help them to be set free so they can truly become a new creation that You want them to be. So may Almighty God bless each one of you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
And Bishop David O'Connell, thank you so much for taking the time.